10:21, we resume the public hearing for planning and zoning. We'll begin with 1364 Bee Creek Road. Scott.
Okay. So we're at order number 0717-2023-01. On July 10th, 2023, the Planning Commission passed a motion to recommend the County Commission approve the rezoning request of one parcel, parcel number 08-5.0-21-000-001-014.000, located at 1364 Bee Creek Road, Branson. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezoning request is for R2, 1 and 2 family residential district. So, turn our attention to the screen. We've seen this parcel a couple of times, but this is Bee Creek Road. Of course, to the left, west side of that is Highway 65. Here's our zoning layer. Here's the preliminary site layout that was presented with the application. The yellow highlighted are the duplexes proposed, and the pink are just added amenities like a pool, an office, clubhouse. Here's some elevations of the planned duplexes. That's the two-story, and this is the one-story. And I believe our representatives are here to speak on this. I'd turn it over to them now.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Christian Horton. I'm an attorney in Springfield, and I'm speaking on behalf of the applicant, Bee Creek Estates, LLC. David Cope is its owner, member, and principal. Coming back before you today on a rezoning request, you might remember the last time I presented to you, we were looking at an application that was putting R3 as our zoning request. But after our lengthy commission hearing last time and the questions raised and comments received, including yours, Commissioner Williams, when you had asked us probably toward the end of that hearing, I think I'd maybe been up to the podium a time or two, and then you had asked, would you or could you consider amending your application and changing it from an R3 to an R2 application? And at the time, we couldn't commit to that on the fly, but we heard that message, and we went back to our engineer, and we completely reevaluated the design and development of the property under a classification of R2, and we're able to come up with a plan that would work for us. And that plan is laid out for you in the kind of the site layout that I think you've seen with the duplex plan. To clarify, we would have the single-story duplexes that you see in your packet there. We would have those along the perimeter of our development community, keeping in mind the transition from the properties around us. So that would be a single-story feature. Primarily 2 to 3 bedroom duplexes. There could be some 1 bedrooms, but it's primarily going to be 2 and 3 bedroom units. the two-story options. We're not sure how many we would really deploy there, but if we were going to build two-story, we'd be looking at the center of that development for the two-story. You'll see the purple features there. That's clubhouse, community space, playground, pool area. So that's kind of central to the way the property would be developed. And when we came before you last time, we were talking about 192 apartments. This time we're coming before you and we're talking about approximately 49, maybe less, likely a little bit less, duplexes. So we've essentially cut the density of this development in half, which is, from the development side, a very large concession. But again, we've been listening to the rounds of comments from this process and are trying to be respectful and incorporate as much as we can while still letting the economics of this project work for us. Last time we talked about the 2023 housing study. I'm not going to replow that ground, but there's obviously a need for good quality housing for Branson and the Branson area. David Cope, the owner of the development, as my cover letter explains with our application, is intending to develop this and to hold this piece of property for many years. In other words, he's not building this to flip it and resell it. He's going to take pride in this, and he's going to own it. And I'm sure, based on his age, he's thinking this is part of his retirement plan, to have a property like this in his retirement portfolio, which means he's going to care about it, which means he's going to do what he can to make sure that it's nice and that the units are very desirable and that it's a desirable community and neighborhood in which to live. Last time when we were in front of the P&Z, there was a question about setbacks and what are we going to do with setbacks. Mr. Cope's plan is to likely double the setback requirement on all borders because he wants to make sure that those duplexes that do back up to the perimeter fencing have a large enough backyard to be desirable. So you can actually have a backyard. And so the structures, the duplexes, will be built along the perimeter to make sure there's adequate space in between the perimeter fence that will be constructed and the actual structures themselves, which may require him, as he is going into the final development and layout and final engineering, to have to cut some of the duplex number from the plan that you're seeing here. This plan, I believe, is laying out 49. If you count the yellow boxes, that you probably would get to a number around 49, probably exact. But as he's looking at these setbacks and things of that nature, he may have to cut that number a little bit and move things a little bit more towards the center. But he's confident that that could be done on the engineering side. Again, that's development. That's not zoning. But that kind of explains his intention. We also talked last time we were here about the deceleration lane. So traffic coming into the community can safely merge off of the main stream of Bee Creek Road and then decel and turn into their neighborhood. That's still a big part of this plan. We don't know how long the decel lane will be. It kind of will depend on the speed limit and the engineering best standards for the length of that decel lane. but we're thinking that it's going to be in the range of 285 feet, which is a pretty good length of deceleration for the traffic. Now, if somebody is getting ready to pull out of that neighborhood and go about their day, go to work, whatever, those residents may just have to be a little bit patient, depending on the traffic pattern and the time that they're leaving their neighborhood. But that's on them. But I think our concern was making sure that as traffic is coming into the neighborhood, we're clearing that right lane as soon as we can with the decel lane. It didn't make sense to us to have an acceleration lane built in on the other side to take traffic north. But, you know, David has said to me, in the past, I think he's even mentioned it to neighbors outside of the hearing rooms, that if there was an opportunity to widen this road, to put an actual turn lane in it at some point, he would be open to what he could do on his frontage side, his frontage piece, to make that happen. Because, again, he wants this long term. He wants the people in this neighborhood to be able to get in and out of it without too much hassle, because he doesn't want to hear complaints either about that. Now, what do you do about traffic in Taney County? I mean, traffic in Taney County and in Branson is traffic in Branson and Taney County. You just sometimes have to be patient. That's just life these days. I mean, we live with traffic. We try to make good decisions when we're in it. And paying attention and observing speed limits and all that stuff is what we're supposed to do anyway. But we've tried to address what we can, what's in our power, with the traffic concerns that have been previously raised. We think that the R2 classification that allows single and duplex style zoning and development is a really good fit for this particular parcel and what's around it. R3 was a pretty dense plan. We definitely admit that, but we really worked hard to come back to you with a plan that was a softer landing for everybody. And we worked really hard to make it happen. That's not to say that we won't listen to any other comments, but, I mean, it's obvious we're really working hard to make something work for everyone. But this is the best idea that we have now with the change of the classification that we're seeking. I don't know that I have anything else to share other than I thought about, I don't want to say packing, but I thought about bringing more people in to speak in favor of the application today, because we heard from White River Electric, Cassie Cunningham. We heard from Jonas, Taney County Partnership. We heard from Pam Young last time when I was here. Yancey, sorry. We heard from them last time I was here, and they were speaking in favor of the R3. They would obviously be in favor of R2 because they just see the need for Branson housing in general. So I didn't feel the need to fill the microphone time with having those comments reverberated, since they're not in our too distant memory. So I'm here today, and Dennis, the engineer, is here today. Mr. Cope was not able to be here today, but he gave me copious notes to hopefully answer whatever questions may come up from the comments today. Hopefully Dennis and I can tag team and address any other questions that may come up or arise. But with that, I'll probably yield back to see if there's any preliminary questions from you all, and then I'll take a seat.
I don't have any preliminary questions, no.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of the project? Seeing none, is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to the project? Anyone want to go first, or you want to